Hello, everybody. The Vern here. Now, this episode was originally a part of our Patreon page, which you can find at patreon.com/cinemarecall. On there, I like to post bonus episodes that are not on our original main page over at thatmomentin.com. So this episode is all about my top five most disappointed movies I saw in theaters in 2018 so far. So I just wanted to give you that small disclaimer, but I hope you enjoy the show, and thank you very much for listening. Good night, everybody.
This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this bonus episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast, exclusively for Patreon subscribers. I am your host, The Vern, and for the next several short minutes, folks, I am going to be giving you my top five most disappointed movies of 2018 so far. Now, to be clear, these are a list of movies that I saw in theaters in 2018. I had to exclude some features I saw at film festivals because if they played wide for everybody, they would have been on this list. So this is a list of movies that had a strong ad campaign, but I was mostly disappointed with the end results. Alright, so let's do this. Let's go ahead and we're going to take a small little break. We're going to play a ad from a great podcast show you should check out, and then I'll be back, all right?
We'll return after these announcements.
If you like intelligent and smart movie discussion.
Face is a zombie movie.
How did he write a book if he doesn't have an arm?
Or want to hear the latest news on your favorite actor?
Talk some Julianne Moore, I guess.
Whales have more films than Zoe Saldana.
Check out The Lambcast, where no question is too risque.
Rachel, do you have a mouth?
Check out The Lambcast, the official podcast of The Lamb, the largest association of movie blogs, which can be found at largeassmovieblogs.blogspot.com. Si habla español.
Hola y bienvenido a la...
Alright, welcome back everyone to this bonus episode. Okay, so coming in at number 5 is Deadpool 2. Now, it's not that I hated the movie. I laughed a lot during this movie. I just never thought the follow-up was needed. I think the best parts of the movies are like the first like 10 minutes of the movie, and then after the credits are like the best parts of the movie. The rest of it just didn't need to be there. I guess my biggest complaint about the movie was them adding in a kid for the subplot. And I know that was meant to give, you know, Deadpool heart, because in the first movie he had a girlfriend, and so it made sense for in the second one for him to have this kid, and I just didn't think it worked out at all, really. I did enjoy the cast. I thought Josh Brolin was good as Cable, and I thought that Zazie Beetz was really good as Domino, and I kind of want her to have her own movie. I just never really got into this one as much. Deadpool has got all of his favorite one-liners, but what I liked best about the first movie is that it blended comedy and drama very well, and this one just seems to go just for straight comedy, which is fine. The action is good, but it just kind of things you've seen before. I even think the marketing campaign for the first movie was even better than this. Don't get me wrong, the whole Bob Ross thing was great. It just, overall, I don't think it was as strong of a movie as the first one. Okay? So, that's my number 5 pick, Deadpool 2. Still, I enjoy the movie, that's why it's lower on the list, but it's not one I'm gonna revisit again. Alright? So, coming in at number 4, it's Solo, A Star Wars Story. Now, I guess I shouldn't be too surprised about this one being on the list, just because I was not a big fan of Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and I haven't really been the biggest fan of The Last Jedi, but I need to revisit that Last Jedi movie, so I can't really judge that one. When I went and saw Solo, A Star Wars Story, it didn't feel like a Han Solo movie. It felt more of like a Firefly movie. And the lead character, and I'm not going to remember the actor's name right now, but the lead actor that was in Nathan Fillion, who was in Firefly, that captain for that show, it felt like that was his movie. This just never felt like Han Solo. Don't get me wrong, I think that Alden, if I'm pronouncing his name right here, Alden Enright, I thought he did a good job. He did a good job looking the part, but it just didn't really match the charisma that Harrison Ford had. All right, it's a good little heist film. Woody Harrelson's fine in this, so is Emilia Clarke. Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian basically does save this movie. He is the best part of this movie, and he's the only reason why I watch it. That's why it's low on the list, because it's one I would watch again just to watch him. But the rest of it, it wasn't good. I felt like it went on too long. The big surprise of a major character at the end, I felt, did nothing for the movie. It failed in having more than one ending. I thought the double crosses then cross back again set plot for certain characters just didn't work. Just overall, it, like I said before, it's a Firefly movie. It's, if you've ever seen the show Firefly, which is about smugglers in space, that's what this felt like, but a very bad written episode of Firefly. So that's why Solo, A Star Wars Story is my number 4. Alright, so coming in at number 3 is Disobedience. Now, this is a movie that I saw at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Festival. And this one stars Rachel Weisz and Rachel McAdams and Alessandro Nivola. And the story of Disobedience, for those that don't know, is about this woman played by Rachel Weisz, and she's been kicked out of a very religious community for having a homosexual affair with one of her best friends. And then she comes back to town after her father dies, and she rekindles the relationship with her best friend, played by Rachel McAdams. And when the new husband, played by Alessandro Nivola, starts to figure out the relationship, that's when tension should have happened. And it does build good. Sorry, it does build up tension really good, but then it just sort of ends, and everything's just wrapped up really nice, really fast. And I just, to me, it just, I wanted more for it than that. All right. Now, this was directed by Sebastian Lalo, who also made the Academy Award-winning movie for Best Foreign Language Film, A Fantastic Woman. He's the same director of that, and I really enjoyed that movie. And I was excited for him to do his English language debut. I guess the main reason why this is disappointing is that it had the potential to be a really good tension-filled drama, and it just didn't have that. It's just like it was like so close to having the tension there, and then it just failed completely. All right. Oh, all right. So that was Disobedience at my number 3. Now for my number 2, and this one actually does kind of hurt me a little bit, because I am such a huge fan of the first movie. It is probably my favorite animated movie of all time. Of course, I'm referring to The Incredibles, and the number 2 movie on my list is The Incredibles 2. I feel like this is a sequel that took too long, and the result it comes up with is nothing that exciting. Alright, so in Incredibles 2, there is a secret hero that wants to put heroes back on the map again, and he needs a spokesperson, and he chooses Elastigirl, voiced by Holly Hunter, to be the spokesperson. And so she's going to fight crimes, and it's going to be videotaped, and it's going to let the public know that heroes are okay. Meanwhile, Mr. Incredible, played by Craig T. Nelson, he has to go ahead and take care of his kids, which are, of course, played by Sarah Vowell as Violet and Hawkeye Miller as Dash. And I just really was disappointed because all it does is just kind of switches genres. Instead of having Mrs. Incredible go on adventures, now it's Mrs. Elastigirl, aka Mrs. Incredible. Don't get me wrong, I think the set pieces and animation are good. I just never found the reveal of the bad guy to be that good or really that interesting. I always thought the first movie was a really good comic book movie, the way it treats how heroes would be in this day. In fact, I think The Incredibles is even way better than the Watchmen movie in showing how heroes can be discarded and all of that nature right there. I thought that was a much better movie. Incredibles 2 just is a very standard action film. I'll leave the sequence where Jack fights, I think it is, a raccoon. That's great, but that works best in a little, like, 8-minute short. I just never thought any of the characters were really that exciting. I guess my biggest problem, too, is that in the first one, the family is kind of broken apart, and then they come together. And in this one, I just never felt any of that drama, alright? Like, I know Pixar can do better, and I'm a big fan of Brad Bird, but I just never understood why this one took so long. It's not that I hated the movie, it's just that I was just disappointed at what could have been, alright? And that leads me right now to my number one pick of 2018 so far. And my number one pick, I know I probably talked about this movie before on other episodes, but my number one most disappointed movie of 2018 has to be A Quiet Place. John Krasinski's debut horror film, which has been getting like a lot of great praise from other critics, and I can understand it though. I do think that there are some really good moments in this, and I realize that my complaints of this don't make sense with a lot of people, but I still have a big complaint about a family that knows about these creatures who hunt you when you scream, and they decide to have kids. I know it's one of those logical things that doesn't make any sense, and it really shouldn't make sense, but I think if the movie had that character be pregnant and then stuff started happening, like they didn't know anything about these creatures and then it happened, or maybe they thought that all the creatures were gone, it's been like several years, so everything could go back to normal and then it starts up again, I could buy into that. But the mere fact that they know and these parents don't use any protection, they don't try to, I'm hoping that when they were conceiving the child that they had some sort of like soundproof material on there so that they could get the job done without having freaky creatures come in and eat them while it was happening. I'm hoping they did that at least, but I don't know for sure. I think the movie just sets up a lot of like scary moments to come in the future, like the whole nail coming through the step and why the camera had to focus on that for so long. I don't think that John Krasinski, I hope I'm saying that right, I'm not saying he's not a bad director, he's a good director. I just didn't really find myself buying into all of that. At least I know I'm alone on this one, because I know a lot of people found this one very scary, but if you have a movie where a child is in peril, and I'm laughing at it, then you have a problem, okay? Because I was doing that during the screening when I saw the kid, you know, press the little train button on there, I was like laughing because I knew exactly what was going to happen. In fact, I was laughing when the sister put the batteries and put it back in the kid's hand. I found that to be very funny. I know she's deaf, but she knows about these creatures. She has to, all right? Everything else in the world's been quiet, so I'm sure she knows about what batteries do to toys when you put them in there. All right. That's it right now. That is my top five most disappointed movies of 2018 so far. Thank you very much for listening to this quick little bonus episode. I do appreciate it. As for newer episodes of the Cinema Recall podcast, you know, I'm not really quite sure what's coming up there, but you can hear me on the Lambcast over at largemovieblogs.com next week, talking about the movie Showgirls, because it won Movie of the Month for September. And I'm hoping that episode will premiere sometime late next week. As for now, I'm on the Lambcast, the most recent episode, where me and a few other podcasters bring along a discussion topic. So go ahead and listen to that. Like I said before, that's at largesmovieblogs.com. Cinema Recall, we will be having a box office report episode on our new show called Cinema Recap. But anyways, that's it right now. If you want to check out other episodes, please go to thatmomentin.com/cinemarecall. We are on Twitter at @cinema_recall. Facebook, just type in Cinema Recall. Anyways, folks, I am the Vern. Thank you very much for listening to me today, and I will say goodnight.